This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are some of the NPR News headlines today. In Baghdad, the U.S. Civil Administration again postponed plans to establish an interim Iraqi authority. It will now be mid-July at the earliest before a temporary Iraqi government is put in place. Here in the United States, a Florida court has thrown out a $145 billion finding in a class-action lawsuit against the nation's five biggest cigarette makers. NPR's Christopher Joyce and Debbie Elliott will have more on those stories later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, a look at what's next for the Environmental Protection Agency in the wake of Christy Todd Whitman's resignation today. What's the Bush administration's environmental record so far, and how might environmental goals shift after the Whitman resignation? That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. Now, if you walk around any office these days, you don't need to look into people's cubicles to know that they're hard at work. Or maybe not. That sound clip is one of the ways you can pretend to be busy at work while you're really shopping online or downloading music or maybe not even at your cubicle at all. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, technology is making it easier than ever for those who want to fake it at work. The faux typing clip we just heard can be found alongside other slacking tricks at donsbosspage.com, a website dedicated to aiding the office slacker. Don Pavlish designed the site. He's a freelance media developer. He joins us by phone now from his home in Cleveland, Ohio. And Don, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
In the old days, if you wanted to get out of work, you had to call in sick. Today, it's easier than ever to be at work while not actually working, right?
That's true. You don't actually have to play hooky. You can sit at your desk and zone out as long as you need to.
What are some of the techniques?
Well, there's a number of different techniques. Primarily for people who are surfing the web at work, that's probably the most common way of wasting time. Of course, Don's Boss Page has a number of different ways you can get away with things. There's a fake spreadsheet that pops up when you go to it, and it looks like you're hard at work crunching numbers if the boss comes by. And there's also some more tips that I have at Don's Boss Page. For example, Alt-Tab. If you're on a Windows machine, keep your fingers near the Alt-Tab keys, and then if your boss comes by, that allows you to quickly switch applications. You have to make sure you have some sort of plausible, real work application up. You know, have a Word document or an Excel spreadsheet going so you can quickly switch to that if you're surfing the web and are about to get caught.
It's not always so easy if you're playing Battleship, though.
Well, you get practice with it. You should do some drills every morning. You know, practice how quickly you can get your fingers back to the Alt-Tab keys.
Now, that's an awful lot of work sometimes to look busy when you could actually be busy.
Well, it depends on your attitude towards things. I think, you know, sometimes people may take it over the top and maybe they spend too many hours slacking off at work. But, you know, I think everybody needs a break sometime during the workday. So I don't think these tips or tricks are inherently bad.
Now, you also have tips for, I guess there are programs where you can arrange to have emails sent at times to make it look like you're really busy, too.
Yeah, in fact, the most common email program is Microsoft Outlook. And there's a checklist, if you will, when you're sending a message, and you can simply select an option to have your message sent out at a later time. So if you know, perhaps you want it sent out 5 or 6 o'clock, you want to look like you're staying a little bit late, or maybe you want to look like a hero, you're staying till 2 in the morning. Just, you know, set up Outlook to do that and leave your computer running, and you'll look good the next morning.
Now, I guess some of this, a certain degree of it, it's funny, for one thing, and if you're thinking about Acme Widgets, something like that, you know, hypothetically, we all know the Dilbert office, I suppose, but, you know, if you're being paid to work, isn't it wrong to, you know, be stealing from your employer?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's certain jobs where, I wouldn't recommend people do that. If you're an air traffic controller, for example, it's probably a bad idea to be surfing the web. But I think workplaces these days, typical workplaces, are demanding more and more of our time. They're demanding that we work late. They're demanding that we come in on weekends. And, you know, with all this increase in our time spent at work, there's less and less time for personal things. So, you know, in the past, maybe people would call in sick in order to get banking done in the morning or in order to get holiday shopping done. You know, it's very common, you know, I've got a horrible cold today, I got the flu, I can't come in. And, of course, you're really shopping for gifts. Well, now you can do that online, and it's much more efficient. So I think, you know, a forward-thinking employer might actually allow some sort of slack in this direction.
Do you have any employees? And if so, do you let them read your website?
I don't. I freelance, and I sometimes outsource work to other freelancers, but that's kind of the model that I like, where you're being paid to get the job done. And I think employers who have a problem with Don's Boss Page, and I get some nasty emails, that's my message back to them, is as long as the work is getting done by your employees, you're fine. If someone needs to spend 20 minutes a day slacking off, but they're still doing the work you need to get done, what's the harm?
Don Pavlish, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Don Pavlish is a freelance media developer in Cleveland, Ohio. And, of course, a lot of us would say such elaborate office lapping does present a problem. Here to talk about that is Stuart Gilman, president of the Ethics Resource Center here in Washington. And he's with us here in Studio 3A. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure being here with you.
It seems like it's getting easier, though a little more technically complicated, to slack off at work. Is this a problem that's on the rise?
I think that it is, and I think that Don actually adequately identified some of the pressures on employees, work more, work longer. But I think one of the pieces that we're not paying attention to is, in fact, the management skills that are necessary in the new office environment to effectively manage that and make sure that the office is a place of integrity and decency where people enjoy working and feel comfortable. I hate to say it, the slacking off doesn't bother me. It's the deceit and lying that is implied in all of this. Mm-hmm. I think that Don was right in identifying the pressures, but it worries me to look at the solutions.
When I first read that story in the Wall Street mm-hmm. Journal, I couldn't help but be reminded of the great Herman Melville short story, mm-hmm. Bartleby the Scrivener, mm-hmm. about sort of the soullessness of what was then the new and modern office, mm-hmm. Pressure to conform and stringent work environments. I prefer not to. Everybody remembers that. Are people almost required to slack as a result of their employers, unrealistic, punch in, punch out?
Well, actually, what you find is that organizations are really dividing now between those who still use a punch clock and those who basically are talking about performance in terms of the work product. And what you find is that an organization that does the latter winds up being much more effective in terms of discouraging the kinds of activities we've been talking about. But we haven't redesigned management systems or organizations, I think, effectively to take account for it.
Hmm. Now, how do you know where to draw the line? I mean, let's say you've got to get your banking done or, find a present for your mother-in-law's mm-hmm. birthday or something like that. Is taking a little time, when you're supposed to be working for your employer, is that cheating?
I don't think so. I think that one has to be realistic about this. Even the federal government of the United States, which used to have huge stringent rules, has modified that as they realize that having a person in a work environment now with commuting distances and other sorts of things, to call a babysitter, make sure your child's okay, which used to be, by the way, a violation of General Service Administration rules, those have been bent because we look at the realities of the workplace. It seems to me that the key difference here, at least from my point of view, is paying attention to the difference between allowing flexibility in the workplace and an organization or a culture that actively encourages people to lie. Because what worries me is the next step. If you can encourage people to deceive what they're doing in terms of the workplace, what's to prevent them from taking their BlackBerry with them, playing 18 holes of golf, and pretending like they've worked the day, and multiply that by 10,000 employees, and what do you wind up having?
Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, as you suggest, managers ought to be, and companies ought to be, maybe a little bit more flexible, and remember that they're often sending those employees home with work.
Right, exactly. And the work environment, ironically, where things were supposed to get simpler and better with computers and cell phones now, we are talking about 24/7. And that presents, I think, a problem for employees, but as much for managers, executives, and the organizations they all work for.
Now, have you told the Ethics Resource Center where you are right now?
Absolutely. And in fact, I hope they're listening.
Stuart Gilman, thanks very much for being with us today.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Stuart Gilman is the president. I guess you don't really have to report to anybody. I'm too brutal about that. He's the president of the Ethics Resource Center here in Washington, D.C., and he was with us in Studio 3A. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, which is coming to you from NPR News.